The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, all of us here in the studio, able to answer your specific questions about stuff that is on your mind. You've been thinking about stuff for the last several weeks, maybe over the weekend. Maybe you're thinking about going to one of these meetings. I heard like 50 advertisements from a couple of different places. You know, you listen to some of the all-news stations around, and every financial firm out there practically is saying, come to our free seminar with this, with that, with that.
See, if you plan it right, you don't have to plan dinner for a week.
Yeah. You know, look for the ones that are the big steak places. At least let them feed you well. But we feed you information here, and it's absolutely 100% scot-free. And Craig Montana runs the studio for us and helps us get out there on the air to you. And, by the way, we have an 800 number on this program that you can call us anytime during this hour, and we will answer your question. That number is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Every Monday and Wednesday morning from 9 to 10, you can come to our free seminar.
That's right.
That's a radio program here. So thank you for tuning in. And again, we got a great website, too, that you can go to absolutely free of charge. Lots of great information on there. And what is that website?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. You can get our phone number there. You can send us an email. You can ask, hey, I'd like to get together. Just all those type of things. So give us a call. Send us an email. Come on in.
Yeah, well, you know, and Jamie, we still have the free review. I mean, we're not charging for an office visit, office call, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with the donut hour and all the different meetings that we have, we know that all of you have a lot of questions you'd like to ask, but sometimes it's a question of narrowing down exactly the thing that you're interested in. But don't be afraid to give us a call because we'd love to talk about the things that you're interested in, and we do know there are lots of questions out there. We're going to cover some of them this morning. Mm-hmm. So, give us a call.
Yeah, get a second opinion. I was up in Minnesota at a funeral, and so it was like 3 or 4 days. We were talking. And some people come up and talk to me. I spent 30 minutes with one of my cousins because she wanted a second opinion. Mm-hmm. They had a financial advisor in Wisconsin or wherever. I think she's in Wisconsin. And she said, is he doing a good job? What should I be looking out for? What should I be? I don't know if he's doing it.
How do you compare things, right?
Right, yeah.
How do you really assess something?
And what should I be looking for?
You know, if you were down and now you're coming back up or whatever it is, or you've seen changes occur in your portfolio, maybe your advisor has been, trading some things, buying and selling. Maybe they're recommending a product, perhaps an annuity type of product or a life insurance product or a different kind of an account for you, whatever. Is that the right thing for you? And a lot of you guys come in and discuss these upcoming recommendations with us during the free review. Glad to help you.
And that's why we offer that, a second opinion. You're working with somebody, fine, get that relationship down, because when something happens in your life, who can you go to ask the questions, or what questions should I ask?
There you go. By the way, we've been, as Doug said, answering questions like crazy. I had a bunch of them this last few days from people at a big employee enrollment and update meeting in Houston. So I'll kind of bring you up on some of their stuff on the Q&A. And also, I want to give a shout-out before we go to the break here to our librarian here in the city of Houston, Andrea Higas. I needed to duck in someplace real quick and use a computer and a
fax machine
and whatever. And mine was on the fritz at the time. Caught her on the way out of the temporary library over here in City Hall. Came back in with me and got that done. So thank you to Andrea, who says, by the way, the new library is going to be coming out for the grand opening here in just a few weeks. So very exciting
that
news. So
good.
Meantime, thank you, Andrea, our librarian in the city of Brenham. Meantime, going to check the markets and come right back with more info for you. And here's our number if you got a question in between, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Navasota, Bryan, and Seeley have the compact cab tractors that let you work in superior comfort and more control than ever before. New Boomer 37, 41, and 47 cab tractors from New Holland. They feature gear or hydrostat transmission choices along with a New Holland factory-installed cab. These roomy cabs from New Holland will make that job much easier and way more comfortable than any weather condition. See these compact cab tractors for yourself at WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Seeley.
Washington County Tractor, people and products to you.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
Bud Light's the beer that's fashionable all year round, before and after Labor Day. So while it might be your last chance to wear your billowy white drawstring pants, Bud Light will be ready for this weekend, the next one, and the one after that. Raise one to right now with Bud Light, the beer that's always in season. This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins, Budweiser Distributing, wishes you a safe Labor Day.
Oldest county fair in the state of Texas, the Washtenaw County Fair, is a full 9 days of fun and entertainment from Friday, September 9th through Saturday, September 17th. Friday, September 9th features the Riding for Vegas Youth Rough Stock Rodeo, barbecue cook-off, and wine event. Saturday, September 10th kicks off with a trail ride, plus chuck wagon cookers and youth rodeo play day. Attend the fair parade at 10 a.m. in downtown Brenham. There's also archery, wildlife critter exhibit, and talent show. The Junior Miss and Mr. Pageant at 5 and Queen Crowning at 6 is followed by a concert featuring All Southern Moonshine Revival and Kevin Fowler.
I want to get loose, get loud.
Get your season ticket from one of the Queen candidates so you don't miss one night at the 148th Washington County Fair. Find out more online at WashingtonCOFair.com or call the fair office at 979-836-4112. The fair is sponsored by KWHI K-Tex Radio, Rio Ranch Charlie and Brangus in Hempstead, Texas, Apple Ford and Brenham Hyundai, DeBarge A Ranch and HEB.
I'm Bob Tallman. If you've ever been to rodeos around Texas, you've probably heard my voice. I've had a long career working in all areas of agriculture with all kinds of people. At the heart of my success and the work I do today is 4-H. It helped shape my life and is still helping young people get a handle on what's important, like values, integrity, ethics, responsibility. That's what 4-H fosters. Whether you live in the heartland or in the heart of the city, I want you to bring your kids, get involved, raise a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial offices in Central Texas, downtown Brenham on Main Street across from the courthouse. Also another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in the great city of Houston. And yes, we do play John Wayne on our show and we do salute the flag.
Hey, I wonder if that quarterback would be standing up for this one.
Yeah, so we're right on it here.
Yes, that's right.
And we have a terrific country, greatest country in the world, and we are proud of it and proud of living in it.
I would like to be discriminated against and make $260 million.
That's pretty discriminatory.
That's pretty discriminatory, but okay.
Whatever it is.
Not
anyway.
Not too much commentary.
Yeah, so anyway, we are grateful also to our wonderful listeners for tuning in. And again, we're here with you every Monday and Wednesday morning, basically after the Country Store program, which is enormously popular, from 9 to 10 a.m. Also, we have that free review at our office. Let me give you our office phone number now, and I'll come back before we go to our next break at the bottom of the hour and give it again. Our office phone number, if you want to come in, have that free review, bring in and talk about whatever is on your mind with finances. And here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Yeah. Markets look pretty good this morning.
Yep, the Dow Jones is up, about a half a percent, and S&P is up 40 basis points, mm-hmm. Okay, about a half, and then the NASDAQ's up about a quarter, but basically everything's in the green, no bad news on the horizon or whatever, so people are buying things. It's just for large money on Friday, if things are a little uncertain, people like to sell and get out, the large money managers, because they don't want to be sitting over the weekend in case something bad happens, but nothing bad happens come Monday morning, oh, time to get back in again.
Yeah, and they're looking for deals.
Yep, looking for things on sale.
Yeah. By the way, a couple of things that have come out recently here. The IRS, our buddies there, have extended the time for you to roll over your IRA to an individual IRA, another IRA, or your 401k money, for instance, and roll that to an IRA. It's 60 days. Supposedly, after you've initiated that rollover, it's supposed to be rolled over.
Yeah, you're supposed to have it put back in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the rule.
That's the rule.
And so, you know, if you're going to be moving money like that, you need to be aware of the fact that you've got 60 days to do it.
Yeah, or else you can be subject to income tax or even early withdrawal penalty if you're below, if you're below age 59 and a half. Well, now,
but
thanks to Revenue Procedure Number 2016-47, the IRS says there are various circumstances now under which, they'll give you a few extra days. All right. Hmm. Here's the circumstances, some of them. There are 11 different circumstances. Here's a few of them in a nutshell. If you misplaced your check and never cashed it.
Oh, okay.
All right? If your home where you've had your check sitting before taking it to your IRA for rollover, et cetera, or to our office to roll it to your IRA. Anyway, if your home's been damaged, you've had flooding, for instance, or something, you get a buy there, all right? If you've had a death in the family, if you've had a serious illness of yourself or a family member, if you've been incarcerated.
Okay.
And
tough to get to the bank.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, Your Honor, I'm sorry, I can't go into jail this weekend because I got to go.
Got to finish that rollover before 60 days is up.
Yeah, and also the other thing is foreign restrictions. So if you're in a foreign country,
or working overseas.
Or working overseas, and you can't do anything right now. You know, they're that. So those are some of the reasons. But again, check with your CPA on this, but it's IRS Revenue Procedure Number 2016-47.
Okay.
There
that
you are.
Brings up another part with that IRA rollover. I was reading a lot. I was on the plane for 3 hours, so do a lot of reading then. And that was a major mistake. There's a rule in the place right now that you can only do one rollover, mm-hmm. which is IRA to IRA rollover, once every 365 days. Not once per IRA, it's once. So if you've got two or three IRAs, a lot of people have different IRAs because they had small IRAs or whatever and haven't combined it, and they want to move it from this investment to that investment, you can do that. But if you do it once, you have to wait 365 days before you can do it again, or the IRS will disallow it. So you got to be real careful on that one, from IRA to IRA. Now, you can go from 401k to IRA, and that you can do that every other week if you want.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You can go, as long as it goes from institution to institution, you can do that. But the IRA part, you got to watch that on the 365-day, on the 60-day rule, because you can get burnt real bad on that one.
Yeah, and the reason that that was instituted is what was happening is you would have investors who had multiple IRAs. And so, for example, if you had six different IRAs, basically, if they allowed you to do that every 60 days, you would have 60 days worth of money all year long to do with what you wanted for 60 days.
I've known people who went out and bought a little plot of land around here and made a payment, and then they sold it, or they did whatever. They got other financing in place, and then they put their money back in IRA.
And the IRS said that's not the intent of the rule.
Right.
The rule is to allow you to move from one IRA to another IRA without having to worry about a penalty, and they give you 60 days. Now, it's interesting, the exception that you talked about, Tony, what's interesting about those is you can't plan for any of those.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, well, I'm going to plan to have my house flooded in the next 60 days.
Yeah, right.
Or I'm going to plan on going to jail or whatever. All of those are unforeseen circumstances. You don't plan on losing the check.
It's just the reason, a little bit more clarification on that one is the 60-day rule. Okay, you roll over your 401k. Let's say you have $300,000. You put it in three IRAs, $100,000 each. Well, you can take the one IRA out for $100,000, use the money for 59 days, and then put it back in again, and then take the second IRA, take another money out for 59 days.
So, in other words, don't keep doing this strategy if you've been doing it and getting away with it.
You're going to get
burnt.
Or if you've never tried it, but you think it sounds like a really great idea, you are going to get zapped here. It's just too difficult to mess with that. So please be sensible. And again, if you have questions about taxation on these kinds of things or whatever, be sure you're talking with your tax professional. We're not CPAs here, but when we see something coming out from the IRS with a new ruling or gizmo, then we do tell you about it. A couple of things going on lately here is I know when I was talking with some folks at an employee meeting, we still have questions.
Oh,
they
man.
Had questions about Social Security. And, Jamie, you have something that you wanted to discuss on Social Security.
Another little nugget on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be aware of the fact that you may be eligible to have a lump sum back payment for Social Security.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
How does that happen?
How does this happen?
Well, I'll give you a real-life example. This is from an article that I found in Financial Planning Magazine written by Margarita Correa. But basically what happened here is you had someone who, at age 67, decided they were going to go ahead and apply for Social Security benefits.
So they didn't at 66.
That's correct.
They did not. Okay.
They were eligible for full Social Security benefits at age 66. They waited until age 67, then decided to take Social Security benefits. Well, when they did that, their benefit was $2,600 a month, which meant they were going to be eligible for $2,600 a month from that point forward. Well, they went to an advisor, and the advisor said, did you know that you could have applied at age 67 to backdate it to age 66 and a half? If you had done that, you would be eligible for those back payments for those 6 months of benefits and get a lump sum check The catch to that is you have to backdate it to 66 and a half, which would have lowered his monthly payment to $2,500 a month rather than the $2,600.
But he got a lump sum check.
But he got a lump sum check of $15,000, in which he... His wife was saying, I think I can use that. And so the thing that he objected to is when he went to apply for Social Security benefits at the Social Security office, he said, I want to apply for Social Security. And I said, fine, you can do that. Here's the paperwork. Your benefit will be $2,600 a month. They didn't tell him that he could have
gone back
and gotten that lump sum benefit. As a matter of fact, it took him over 5 months to get it straightened out when he went back and did it.
That doesn't always happen, though, because I know someone where they were told that by someone who called them from Social Security, in fact, and said, I see that you're processing your, this was mm-hmm. again another one of these 66, 67, mm-hmm. or 68, I think, was the person.
Yeah.
And anyway, someone from Social Security office called and said, do you realize that you can have 6 months.
That's a good worker there.
Yes, that's a great one there. And when I saw the explanation come back of the benefit, it had it all outlined there. You know, we gave you 6 months of this back here, and they got like a $14,000 back payment and, the whole deal. And they went, wow, this is like Christmas.
That's not a bad deal. Think about that.
Yeah.
If you wait till... 68, 69, because you don't need the money, you're still working,
right.
And then go back and say, okay, I'll apply as if I applied at age 66. Now I get a lump sum.
Right. I mean, you can go back and you're eligible for 6 months of back pay, basically.
Oh, up to six.
Six months.
To six
you don't
months.
Go all the way back. They don't let you go all the way back to 66.
You're eligible for up to six months of back pay. So, in this particular case, the example that they used, he had been getting benefits for 11 months.
So they went to
the advisor. So, what they did was they took those 11 months, that $2,500 would have been $1,100, and so they subtracted that from the $15,000.
Okay.
So they actually ended up getting a check for $13,900. But still, I mean, you can get 6 months of back pay basically on Social Security if you're applying past full retirement age. So at age 69, you could do the same thing. Apply at age 68 and a half.
Get
6 months of back pay.
That's a good way to get a little nest egg to go on a trip or vacation.
Pay
off the house.
That's what my client did. They said, okay.
Yeah, help remodel the kitchen.
That's right.
Or do whatever it happens to be.
They had a few. I think they wanted to buy a car or something, so they had a nice little chunk of change that came in.
And that wouldn't necessarily... all be income taxable. Part of 80% of it probably would be my guess.
Well, it depends on what money you're making, though, right?
That's right.
Because you're going to have
count
either
return.
None or half or three quarters or 85% of that payment that you just got for the prior year, right?
But most people don't mind paying a little bit of tax to get a lump sum check like
that's
that.
That's not bad.
Well, and I mean, it's an opportunity that's out there. It's just another thing. We talk a lot about all the different Social Security options that are available to you, and this is one where you have the possibility. You know, how many people know that you could actually get a lump sum payment from Social Security for back pay?
Yep.
Most of them aren't aware of that. And see, he actually had three options at age 67 because he could have taken back to age 66 and a half, or he could have taken it at age 67 going forward, or he could have waited until age 70, and at that point, instead of being $2,600 a month, his monthly benefit would have been at least $3,224 a month.
Wow.
So he really had three options available to him, and he was only aware of the one. So,
okay.
And that's a difficult thing, and like this group I spoke to this last week at a major employer in Houston, you know what? What we don't know is really a tough thing because it can mess us up.
Yeah, you don't know what to ask.
And people don't know that they don't know this stuff from Social Security. It's not a cut and dry deal.
Well, when we come back from the break, Tony, we were talking beforehand about your this company called you in to educate their employees, which is a great benefit for the employer, because I know the people loved it, but you need to explain some of the things and questions and stuff that ask so that maybe at one of the employers in the area here, we offer it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so Let's elaborate on that one when we come back.
Okay. And by the way, if you got a question right now, you might as well pick our brains. We're right here in this studio, and Craig will get your phone call to us. If you want to talk to us privately, now is your chance while the commercials are playing. So it's just you and all of us here in this studio, just Doug, Tony, and Jamie. So here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. And I'm going to, again, like I said, come back and give you our office number, too, when we come back from this break. But in the meantime, talk to us now at 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
It's almost here, the annual Homecoming Festival and Bazaar at St. Stanislaus Catholic Church in Chapel Hill. It's on Labor Day Sunday, September 4th. They're planning a super day starting with Mass at 9 a.m. and followed with a delicious barbecue lunch catered by Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli from 10:30 till 1:30. There will be all kinds of games opening at 11. A grand auction starts at 2 p.m. Play bingo at 2:30 and win cash prizes. Cold refreshments, including sodas and snow cones, will be available at noon, and a variety of food and snacks will be available after 2 p.m. Plus, free entertainment begins at 4, featuring the Texas Remedy Band and Daniel and the Country Boys. For some great merriment on Labor Day Sunday, don't miss the traditional Homecoming Festival and Bazaar at St. Stanislaus Catholic Church. It's going to be a day full of good old-fashioned fun. That's Sunday, September 4th on the church grounds in Chapel Hill. All proceeds benefit the renovation of the parish hall. For more information, call 979-836-3030. Bingo license number 17-461-524-260.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacy in Brenham with a reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts Pharmacy, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 for help deciding which plan is best for you. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts Pharmacy in Brenham.
With fall on the way, it's time you get that list of home repairs done. When you call Integrity Works, you're calling a company that can do it all, from winterizing to remodeling. They can build or repair your fence to keep pets in, or install double-pane, energy-efficient windows to keep the cold winter out. Is company coming for Christmas? Integrity Works can get your home spruced up in time for the holidays. Whatever the job, or even multiple projects, call Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 for a free estimate. Find out more online at integrityworks.info. Then call 979-251-7972.
Fighting Texas Aggies are getting ready to kick off the 2016 season. I'm Dave Sound. Join me for Aggie football all this year on KWHI with a host of exciting newcomers and some familiar faces back from last year's team. The Aggies are primed and ready for some of the toughest teams in the nation. The 2016 season kicks off Saturday afternoon, September 3rd at Kyle Field against the UCLA Bruins. On your voice for Fighting Texas Aggie football, AM 1280, KWHI.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I always like that song. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Summertime. Okay. Back with the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner Professional at your service right here, along with Doug Neil, Certified Financial Planner Professional as well, and Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana just popped a question in to us from a listener, and this listener, and I'm going to put you on the spot, Jamie, this listener said that she is filing for Social Security at age 65, so she is not full retirement age yet. 66 would be her retirement age, full retirement age. So 65, she's still pre-full retirement age. And the spouse is 62 and wants to collect on half of her benefit, her reduced benefit.
It, yes, the spouse can do that.
Yeah, but, well, the one thing we have to check on, that we'll have to double check, and we'll do that before the end of the show, is to see if you have to be full retirement age for your spouse to file on your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check on that. But let's just assume that age 65, when you file early, well, you're going to get a reduced benefit.
Yep.
The percentage is it's a calculation they use. It's probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 8%, 6.5% less than what your full retirement
benefit. It's about 6.25%, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, between what your full 62 retirement, and 65, right, 66,
right.
You get an extra 6.25% government guaranteed added to your monthly payment from age 62 to your full retirement age of 66. So that's why it's good to wait to 66 if you can.
Okay, but let's just assume that you can. If your spouse, age 62, is able to file on your benefit, basically the way that it works is your spouse will get half of your benefit or their benefit, whichever is higher. And so what happens then is they're going to get half of your benefit, but because they're also filing early at age 62, the benefit that they're getting on your benefit will be reduced by 25%. And so the example that we used, if your benefit's 1,000, your spouse is eligible to get half of yours, which is 500, and then that benefit will be reduced by 25% because they're taking it early. In addition to that, if you take benefits early between age 62 and full retirement age, your ability to earn outside income, earned income, is reduced because you can't earn over a certain amount of money. Otherwise, the Social Security will start deducting from your Social Security benefit because you're earning more than they will allow you to.
Anything over $15,700 in
income. That's correct.
Right.
So, yes, you can. The spouse can file on the other's benefit, and it's half of the spouse's benefit is, and if you take it early at age 62, it's going to be reduced. But it is possible to do that. The thing to remember is, once you make that election and you're taking that, then for the rest of your life, your benefit is reduced over what it would have been if you had waited until full retirement age or to age 70 when you have to start taking it.
Well, and somebody asked me, do you get a do-over? And the answer to that is, you can have a do-over once. Between 62 and full retirement age at 66. Yet one time to have a do-over, and it has to be in the first 12 months that you've started to take that benefit, and you have to pay the money back that you got. So do-overs are tough. So please visit with the Social Security office here if you're calling us, a caller from Brenham. I do request that you go over there and make that trip over there. It's worth it. Either that, or if you have access to a computer, you can go to ssa.gov. That's ssa.gov as in Victor, and get yourself on there. You'll see how to navigate that website, and they will help you get a website of your own little account there, to where you can see how much you get and what happens under these various scenarios that you're talking about
and
here.
And they're really good at answering the question that you ask them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you ask them, what is my benefit going to be, they'll give you whatever that number is. They'll help you work through that. But the thing to remember when you do, there are so many different options out there. You also need to ask the question, what other options are available to me?
Yeah, because they won't volunteer.
They don't volunteer that information normally.
Yeah.
There may be some Social Security workers that actually will tell you what all the different options are without you asking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's best to ask, are there other options available to me? And then if there are, they will tell you what they are. And you can see, okay, if I have three different options, which one am I going to choose from then? You know, it's just like, you know, the purpose of the show is to try and give you enough information to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happens if you go to the Social Security office. You want to get all the information that's available to you
sure.
so you can make the correct decision. That's one of the reasons we're talking about it a lot, because there are so many different options available when it comes to Social Security, and it's an important decision because it affects you for the rest of your life in retirement.
Yeah.
I found that answer.
Okay.
If you're filing on your spouse's Social Security benefit, you have to be at least age 62.
Right.
So that's the age.
Yeah. That's correct.
Dan, that's what we said. You don't have to wait till you're 66.
Yeah. But then so the rest of it's correct, what you guys are saying.
Okay.
I got that off the SSA.gov website.
Okay. So if you're 65, you're not full retirement age.
No. So whatever that benefit is, your mm-hmm. benefit at 65 is... Your spouse could get half of that minus 25%.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we, you know, that's yeah. exactly what we said. So.
So your spouse is then down to about a couple hundred bucks or whatever yeah. it turns out to be off of a thousand. If you're getting a thousand.
What they say here on the yeah. website, on the Social Security website, a spouse can choose to retire as early as 62, but doing so may result in the benefit as little as 32.5% of the worker's primary insurance amount. That's a pretty big hit.
That's a big, really
bad hit. Instead
of
getting 50%, you only get about 30% forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
the hard part. So you got to look at that really close.
Now, yeah, please talk to them at Social Security office here. They're great to talk with here, Jamie, aren't they? I mean, they're
absolutely.
Very knowledgeable, and the lines are not long.
They're there to help you. They yeah. want to help as much as they can. What's nice about the Brenham office is it's a lot less crowded than the one in Harris County.
Yeah.
They're there to help you, and, you know, we make the point that, you know, you're going to be facing reduced benefits. But the reality is there are families where yeah. they need that money now.
Sure. Absolutely.
And, so what you want to try and do is find out what all of the different options are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need the money now, and just understand that by taking it early, you're going to get a reduced benefit for the rest of your life. The ones that really get me are the husbands, because generally speaking, the husbands work and have a higher Social Security benefit, and the females tend, you know, up until this point in our history, have tended to be the ones that if they were going to stay at home, they were the ones who did that rather than the husband. And so generally speaking, the husband's Social Security benefit is higher, and I see husbands saying, I'm going to take my benefit at age 62 because I want my money. And they don't understand that when they do that, they are permanently penalizing their spouse and Social Security benefits for the rest of their life, because chances are the husband's going to die 10 years before the spouse does. And so the
survivor benefit,
their surviving spouse is going to get reduced mm-hmm. benefit
yep.
for the rest of her life.
So a little counseling is probably good before you make these decisions. You know, when I was at this employee it was financial planning basics was what I went in to
right.
talk with them about. And Social Security planning is part of that, by the way. And I, you know, there were 40 people in the room. I don't know how many people they had me piped through on computer and
across
internet.
Across the country.
Across the country. I was, yeah, more than a few folks. But people were astounded by the Social Security information. And this is a bunch of engineers.
And
for the most part.
The presentation was pretty basic.
Very basic.
Because you only had, what, like 25, 30 minutes?
Yeah, it actually went longer, but that's because people kept asking questions, and that's what I was there for, right? And the questions really came in, what do you mean my Social Security is going to be taxed?
Yeah,
that
that's
was
right.
one. Very possible. And number two, it was survivor benefits. And number three, why shouldn't I go and take it as soon as I can, because I'm afraid it's not going to be around anymore.
Oh, God.
You know, and the thing is, and I said, so what I actually popped up with, I'm rather proud of myself for thinking of this, but I said, what happened in Greece? What did the Greek populace do when the Greek government said, we're going to cut your pension? What happened? People were rioting in the streets. They rioted, and people were hurt and killed and the whole thing. And I said, so if our government suddenly popped up and said Social Security is going to be gone.
Or we're going to cut it 50%.
50%, whatever. What do you think it would do, A, to the population, and B, to our economy?
Well, think of the states of Florida and Arizona. Texas somewhat. Mm-hmm. You know, there are states in the United States that are dependent upon retirees who live there.
Arizona
is one. Well, Florida is another,
sure,
where their economy is driven in a large part by income of retirees. And by the way, if your Social Security income is not being taxed, you probably don't have enough money in retirement.
That's right.
Probably not. But you know, these are things that are just out there. So if you think you're going to just go and get your, you know, unless you've had a bad diagnosis from your doctor and you know when your time is going to be up, filing early on Social Security, unless you absolutely positively have to for some reason, is really not the greatest thing. A, those first few years before you hit 66, you're going to be down 25% on what you would have gotten at 66. And from 66 to 70, you're getting another 8% a year added to that payment. So there's another 32%. So let's see, 25 and 32, how much is that?
More than half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, again, please think it over. Get some good information before you do something, right? Okay. Or come by for the free review. You know, we actually have a program in which we can use your actual figures from Social Security, plug those in, and let you know your best times to file. Yeah, you need to be doing that. Our phone number for the office, by the way, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Come in with your figures. We'll tell you a little bit more about how to do that when we come back from this break. All right, got a question in between? 800-332-7879. That's our radio number, 800-332-7879. Call us now while the commercials are on. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
The Leaping Deer, an historic symbol of integrity and quality. John Deere is more than just tractors, and your hometown John Deere dealer is too. Soof Operator Equipment offers a full line of John Deere tractors and equipment. They're a big-time ag dealer, but they're small-time too. They carry a full line of John Deere parts and accessories, tools, toolboxes, charcoal grills, security safes, pressure washers, and air compressors, plus steel trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and tillers. Soof Operator Equipment, they're more than just parts. They're everything else too. Visit cptractor.com.
We know College Station and the Brazos Valley. You've trusted us with your well-being and health. That's why we're excited about our new name, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. It represents two nationally recognized leaders in healthcare, joining forces to strengthen the diagnostic and treatment services you've come to expect from us. Now, as a part of the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, we offer a wider network of medical expertise and resources. What does this mean to you and your family? The same physicians and healthcare professionals you know and trust, offering an enhanced ability to provide compassionate, patient-centered care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life. For more information, visit collegestation.sw.org.
Soon enough, the weather will chill and the holidays will once again be before us. And just as you can count on the seasons changing, you can count on Herman Furniture. For fall, find wonderful additions to the store. A fabulous fall, a spooky Halloween, and a bountiful Thanksgiving. Then, of course, there's Christmas! Herman Furniture has made additions to your favorite themes and added some great new ones. So go see all the changes and everything new. Herman Furniture, 213 West Alamo Street in Brenham. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion.
you want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Hey, y'all. My name is Holly Baker, and I'm running for Washington County Fair Queen. I am the 16-year-old daughter of Robert and Jennifer Baker. I am representing the Burton FFA and will be a junior at Burton High School. I am selling season passes to the fair for $25. If you are interested in joining all the fun and activities at the Washington County Fair, just give me a call at 979-203-6741. Or you can find some of my tickets at businesses like Brenham Produce, Burton Sausage, Burton Meat Processing, Modern Cleaners, and Dan's Meat Market. Thank you for your support of the Burton FFA.
Hi, this is Sergeant Jimmy Morgan with the Texas Highway Patrol, reminding motorists the most dangerous time of the school year for our children is when they're loading and unloading from a school bus. It is very important to know and obey all traffic laws while operating a motor vehicle while approaching and passing a school bus, especially when lights are activated. All motorists must stop both directions unless separated by a road barrier or a grass median. So know the law, don't be distracted, and help save a child's life. This public service announcement is brought to you by the Texas Highway Patrol and this radio station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeedy. This is the one and only Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group, coming to you out of KWHI Radio in the great city of Brenham, Texas. And also streaming to you live on Monday and Wednesday mornings as we're doing the program here on anything you can stream on.
That's right.
Wherever you are.
You can go to our website at moneymakeoverteam.com and click on the button in the upper right-hand corner that says Listen Live. And then the 800 number's there, so you give us a call. So all you people up in Minnesota that I was talking to, you, we'll see how many listened.
Yeah. Anyway, I did this at the beginning of the program. As we're getting here toward the end, I did want to give another shout-out to our wonderful librarian in Brenham, Andrea Higas, who let me in to do some computer work there after mine messed up in my office here on the weekend. And she was coming out, and I was desperate, and she helped me out. And so I think, thank you, Andrea. And I told Andrea, by the way, we're going to have her on pretty soon, to talk about the new library. I mean, this
That'd
is just
great.
A few weeks away now to get the brand new library opening up here.
That'd be good. Get the information on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The libraries are wonderful places.
They really are.
I like libraries.
I do, too.
Well, I like to read. But I have a funny story to tell about that real quick. My stepson just got back. He was playing in a festival in New York.
A musician.
And he was there for 9 weeks. And some of the other musicians saw him going into the different libraries around the smaller towns. Said, man, that Ben, he really likes to read. What he was doing was he had no internet, no TV.
Okay.
He was going into all the different libraries and renting the different movies they had.
Okay.
Check out the movie.
Looked good, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, they thought he was Mr. Genius, whatever,
really,
right?
Advancing his mental capabilities.
Well, libraries have so many great features and services, and so we're pleased that we have our brand new one coming online here in Brenham in just a few weeks. So, all right. Meanwhile, we were talking a little bit ourselves here about Social Security, because we always check and recheck ourselves, and we always have other things that are coming up. But that is one of the biggest conversations we have with our current clients and with future ones and with those of you who come in just for the free review. This is the biggie. So let's talk a little bit about the service we provide now. If you want to come in for that free review and you say, I want you to run my Social Security figures for me, so I can make plans ahead, we can do that. And Doug, tell about that.
Yeah, it's a vendor that we work with that as one of the value-added services. If you take your information, your birth date, age, income, and your Social Security benefit. There, you get a three-pager, and on the third page, it lists your things that you earned your whole life.
Your earnings record.
Yeah, you've got to get your earnings record from Social Security. Your actual numbers at ssa.gov, get your own little account going, or go to Social Security office, do something. But we want your actual figures so it means something to you.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, that's your earnings record. That is not how much money you paid into Social Security.
That's right.
It is.
I've had that conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
People are like, man, look at all the money I paid in. No, that's what you earned. And we can help you get that. And we help you get to your account. It's real easy to sign up for an account on SocialSecurity.gov and My Earnings. And then you can download or print that one because the service needs that. And then they calculate. And this is something the administration can't do because it's giving advice, is what's the best time and place or situation and age bracket to take Social Security benefit and for whom? Is it better for you to wait till you're 167 and 168 and then file on the others? Or, you know, which way is best? If one person's still working and the other one isn't, what's the best options? And we can figure that out and show you. Here's what will happen if you do this. Here's the money you will get. Here's the actual dollar amount that you can figure out how to do that.
Yeah, and actually, when you get this readout from us, you'll get, here's your first top choice.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the most money. Here's the second most money with this choice. Here's your third choice. You know, and we can massage some of this data. Again, this is working with your actual figures, and of course, this is all confidential. We do not release your figures and your personal information to anyone. But we are pleased to do this for you. And heavens to Betsy, come in and take advantage of this opportunity. Find out what your best options are on taking Social Security. And for some of you who've already taken early, do you still have a do-over opportunity? You might.
Yeah.
Again, lots of questions. We've got some answers for you. We'll make that a part of your free review if you want. Find out what your best options are in Social Security, and we will help you with that.
Give us a call at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And Sharon's got our calendars, and we'll schedule a time to get together, and we can go over that. That works especially well for people with big age differences, spouses, or somebody who's still working and the other one isn't. Or divorcee, that's another one. There's lots of different
survivor
situations.
Benefits, too.
Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
So come on in for that. Give us a call. We'd love to chat with you.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with the next edition of the Money Makeover Show.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.